All right, everybody. So just a brief update here with respect to the next round of stimulus checks, because I know many of you are very interested in this. So just to catch you up, on July 6th, during the Senate's recess, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell was asked if there would be stimulus checks in the next relief bill. He said there could well be. Then he said, I think the people who have been hit the hardest are those who make about $40,000 a year or less. So this created a lot of buzz, right? He didn't directly say there would be a $40,000 cap on the next round of stimulus checks, if there is one, but he put that association there very closely. So since Mitch said that, which is consistent with the Republican buzzword of targeted legislation, they want the next round of stimulus to be targeted, the next relief bill to be targeted, generally speaking. So there's been speculation that Republicans would come out with a bill that would lower the income limitation for single people, for example, from $75,000 in the CARES Act to get the full stimulus check down to $40,000. Maybe for married, down from $150,000 to $80,000 or something like this, right? Now, 2 days ago, the number two Senate Republican, John Thune, said if the parameters stayed the same, referring to the parameters for the second round of stimulus checks, we could do it really quickly. That opened the door, that left the door open to and implies openness to not lowering that income cap and just doing a second round pretty much identical to the CARES Act. Well, this morning, The Hill is reporting that Secretary of the Treasury Steven Mnuchin said concerning stimulus checks, and I quote, we're talking about the same provision as last time, so our proposal is the exact same proposal as last time. That is good news, folks. I mean, depending on who we are, but at least it seems that Republicans are starting there. They're starting with the CARES Act stimulus as they go into negotiations with the Democrats, meaning that if you were eligible for a stimulus check last time, you would be eligible this time as well. If you weren't eligible last time, you wouldn't be eligible this time. And it looks like they're going to be the same $1,200 stimulus checks, according to this report of what Mnuchin said. Now, Democrats may negotiate them upwards, right? We know that in the HEROES Act, Democrats wanted to expand the number of people eligible for the second stimulus checks back in May, right after the HEROES Act came out. I made a video going through the HEROES Act detailing exactly who the HEROES Act would make eligible for stimulus checks, adult dependents, et cetera, et cetera. Of course, the HEROES Act didn't go anywhere, you know, but who knows? Maybe Democrats will negotiate Republicans upward in this next package. I don't know. But it is good news that at least it's being reported that Republicans will not be pushing to only make the next round of stimulus for those who make $40,000 a year or less or something like that. At least that's what we're hearing reported by The Hill, who is usually pretty good, not clickbaity like some other publications can be. All right, folks, just thought I would give you this quick update here because I have actually blocked off my schedule today to just cover stimulus because Mitch McConnell is slated to release the Republican legislation today. I don't have any meetings, no client stuff, just stimulus day. All right, because, you know, like y'all, I have been waiting for this day for a long time. We've been speculating for so long what the Republicans will put in the next in their version of the next relief bill or bills. You know, what's going to be in there. So I'm definitely keeping my eyes peeled today on everything related to stimulus, and I'll keep you updated. Thank you so much for watching, and I will see you next time. Bye-bye.